Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you about a little story that I have to tell from earlier this week. I had an encounter with a group of bicyclists, and it was one of the most infuriating experiences of my life. So I live in the city. I live kind of like, center city-ish area, not where it's super, super crowded, but still crowded enough where it's hard to park. And I had something going on Wednesday. I rarely use my car. I walk to and from work, so I don't use my car that often. But I had to use my car on Wednesday, and I have a parking permit so I can park in like a designated area, like a designated radius around where I live. So I'm driving around, and it's like after 7 o'clock, it's like hard to find parking. So I'm driving around, already been driving around for like 15 minutes, and it's just annoying. I can't find parking, and it just, you just want to get parked and get back home. But driving around, and I see a cop behind me with his lights on. So what do? You pull over. On one side of the street are parked cars. You can park on one side of the street. On the other side of the street is a bike lane. I pull over into the bike lane because, hey, I see a cop behind me with his lights on. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to pull over. The cop passes me, and he is leading an army of like 500 bicyclists. And they're riding by me as I'm pulled over in the bike. And they're taking up the whole street because obviously 500 bicyclists are, you know, that's a lot of people. They're taking up the whole street, which is why they had a police escort, a policeman ahead of them. And I find out later policeman behind them as well. But I didn't know that the cop was leading this army of bikers. So I pull over. They pass me. And as they pass me, many of them begin to curse me out. Some bang on my driver's side window because I pulled over into the bike lane. And as I saw, they had signs on their bikes that protect our bike lanes. There was some sort of rally for bikers to have their bike lanes protected. And I pulled over into their precious bike lane as they're riding through the damn street where my car's supposed to be. I pulled over for them so they could pass. Without knowing anything like that, these guys passed me. This is what you're doing is illegal. They're giving me the finger, all sorts of stuff. So I roll down my window and I start yelling back at them because I'm pretty annoyed at this point. I pull over so they can pass me without even knowing what's going on. They start cursing me out, banging on my, don't touch my car. Don't touch my frigging car. Are you serious? They are the most ignorant, arrogant group of people. They think they are entitled to the entire road at all times, and it's not the case. They are only saying share the road. You do not get to, you know, you're not entitled to touch my car. You're not entitled to start screaming obscenities at me, especially when I pull over so you can pass me. They didn't even know that. They didn't know why I was pulled over there. So it was ridiculous that they would do that. And I was so annoyed. It was one of the most infuriating experiences of my life. And these people are the worst because they always, first of all, they hold up traffic. And they're always saying, yelling at the drivers to obey their bike laws and give them whatever. And, you know, I understand. You got to share the road. I get it. They never stop at red lights. They think they own the entire road. They fly out in the middle of nowhere, out of nowhere all the time. And for these people to ride past, and I just couldn't believe it. I pull over so they could pass, and they start screaming obscenities and pounding on my window, some as they ride by, and flipping me off, all this kind of stuff. So I want to know, like, do you have problems? These bikers are the worst. I put a poll up on my Twitter page. Are bicyclists in the city the absolute worst? Yes or no? My vote says,
Tom. They're a menace to society.
It's awful, Caesar. It's awful.
One guy hit my trunk. I don't know what happened. I guess I got too close to him or something, or maybe I had to make a turn. It was years ago, and he started banging on the back of my trunk. Like,
that's
you don't know I'm a crazy person,
right? Where do they get this? Where do they feel like they have the right to start hitting other people's property? Like, could you imagine if we touched? You know, if we, like, kicked our bike or something?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You get reported to cops and everything. Like, people, like, that would annoy... They come by and hit my window.
Entitlement.
Bleep you. Bleep you. And I was screaming that at him. Ridiculous. You have no right to touch my car? You kidding me? They are the worst. These bikers. And they are all just, oh, my God, they're so ignorant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.